Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 147 today, verses 7 through 11. Psalm 147, verses 7 through 11. It says, "Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beast their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and those who hope in his steadfast love." Folks, listen closely to what's going on here. These verses describe God as our provider. We get what we need from him. Again, to sing to him with thanksgiving. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow in the hills. He gives the beasts their food and to young ravens a cry. His delight, by the way, is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and those who hope in his steadfast love. Folks, do you understand? We spend our lives trying to impress God, trying to impress each other, trying to impress God, hoping that we will find some value in ourselves when God says the whole world was made by me, through me, for me. I made you so that you would know me and worship me and depend on me, and I will take care of you. I will provide all of your needs. I will use you for my purposes, but I don't need you. Actually, Acts 17. Verse 25, Paul's preaching to the Areopagus on Mars Hill, and he's describing this unknown God that they had made an altar to, and he said this, "Neither is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything." Folks, stop trying to impress God with what you do. That's why Jesus himself said in Matthew 7, around verse 21, he said, many will say on that day, and that's the day of judgment, he says, they'll say, "Didn't we preach in your name? Didn't we in your name cast out demons?" And I'll say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." They're going to list all their accomplishments, all the stuff they slaved and did for him. The older son in the prodigal son story had that same attitude. All these years I've slaved for you. All these years I've done this and you haven't even. Listen, folks, listen to this, the psalm today, the verses in this Psalm 147. Worship God because he is your source of everything. Food, breath, salvation. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 and 2, it says, Jesus left the temple, was going away when his disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple. I mean, they look at this, Lord. Look at what we did here. And then Jesus bluntly says, "You see all these things, do you not? Truly, I say to you, there will not be one left here, one stone upon another, that will not be thrown down." He says, "You're all impressed with this temple and how you think it's in a magnificent building." Actually, there's a judgment coming, and it did in AD 70, in which this whole building, which you can't even fathom happening, is actually, there's not going to be one stone left on top of another. And that is what happened. Folks, listen closely. We try to impress God with what we do. But what we can do is not impressive compared to what he can do. So what should we do? We should say, "Lord, what is your plan today? Lord, what is your will for my life? Lord, how have you made me to be? Who have you made me to be? What is your purpose?" The Bible actually tells us that he had prepared in advance things that he wants us to do. Our lives each day should be in obedience to him and his word, trusting him to make it work out. Paul says in Colossians chapter 1, he says, "And I've labor, but it's with his power that so powerfully works within me." Folks, today's challenge is a very simple one. Look to him. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Folks, I've had to learn this and we have to relearn this throughout the days. We know that Jesus is the only way we can be made right before God. And through faith, we trust in his provision for our sin through Jesus Christ and his sinless life, his death on our behalf, his resurrection from the dead. But daily as well, we must lay our flesh on the altar, renew our minds, and allow him to live his life through us, which is our reasonable service, our spiritual act of worship. I hope you're looking to him today, not trying to impress him. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.